Call the meeting to order and ask that you stand and join us for the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag, United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Move to approve the minutes.
Second.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes. Okay, we'll be going into executive session after the meeting?
Yes, sir.
Okay, we'll go into communications, please.
All right, we first have four travel requests before you today. The first is for Deputy Randy Frazier, the Butler County Sheriff's Office, Defensive Tactics Instructor Training, London, Ohio, $485. Second, Kim Bowles, 12th District Court of Appeals, New Lawyer Training, Columbus, Ohio, $725, December 11 to 12. David Warren, 12th District Court, New Lawyer Training, $700, Columbus, Ohio, December 11 and 12. Now moving on to finance, we have transfers and appropriations. I think I've given you all a copy. The first is a $5,000 reclass between accounts in the general fund in the auditor's office to increase supplies. The second is a $6,000 reclass in the general fund to supplies in the auditor's office. Next, in juvenile computer fund, Fund 460, there's a $1,000 transfer from the equipment account to supplies account. Next, in the area court special projects fund, 302, there's a $4,500 transfer between accounts to the account for equipment and software upgrades. Next, in the water safety fund, Fund 1019, a transfer of $618.60. That's a reclass to enable the purchase of tools. Next is an increase in the budget for the juvenile court's ordered support, Fund 920, of $1,100. That is for additional funds for the completion of the security upgrade project. Next, in the water fund, Fund 4100, that is a reversal of a prior entry that was made in August, where the previous appropriation decreased the budget for this fund, and this fund is restoring that or reversing that. Next, under soil and water conservation, Fund 6150, we have a transfer between employment accounts of $27,000 even, $1,800 even, and $1,200 even, and also a transfer of excess PRES account to vehicle maintenance account for $3,000. As we move on, you're requested to increase revenues and estimated revenues for three funds. Fund 1364, the SVAA fund, for $1,100. Next, Fund 1551, the Addis Rehab Center, an increase of $72,800. And finally, Fund 5200, an increase of $82,000. The board is also requested to establish four new funds in the county system. These are agency funds, and these funds have been identified as follows. Fund 6004, public swimming pools. Fund 6005, private water systems. Fund 6006, household sewage treatment systems. Fund 6007, public health infrastructure. These particular items receive specific grants, and it's requested that they are split out separately from the health department's budget. As we move on to development and planning, before us are several recommendations from the Tax Incentive Review Councils that reviewed tax incentives within various districts. Attached should have been in your books the copies of the recommendations for each particular district. First, you're requested to accept the City of Fairfield Tax Incentive Review Council's recommendations dated October 15, 2008, which incorporates one project for termination and 16 projects to continue. Next, you're requested to accept the Fairfield Township's Tax Incentive Review Council's recommendation dated October 15, 2008, which identifies two projects. Both are deemed to be in compliance. Next, you're requested to accept the Madison Township Edgewood School District Tax Incentive Review Council's recommendation dated October 15, 2008. The single entity under this district is in compliance. Next, you're requested to accept the City of Monroe Tax Incentive Review Council's recommendation dated October 15, 2008. The sixth project in this particular district is recommended for continuance. Next, you're requested to accept the Westchester Township's Lakota School District Tax Incentive Review Council's recommendation dated October 15th, 2008. The 19 projects within this district is recommended for continuance. Finally, you're requested to accept the Westchester Township Princeton School District Tax Incentive Review Council's recommendation dated October 15, 2008. Under this district, we have one recommendation for termination and two recommendations for continuance. Now, as we move on to the engineer, engineer has three resolutions for you to consider. First is to grant a special hauling permit, number 081103, or permit numbers 081103 through 081105 to Phillips and Jordan Inc. The engineer also requests you to approve an agreement with Burgess and Nyepel for engineering services for bridge loading ratings, the contract for up to $66,000. Finally, the engineer is asking you to cancel a sidewalk performance maintenance bond in the amount of $4,950 for the Schaefer's Run Section 5 property located in Fairfield Township. So we move on to miscellaneous. We have before you a request to authorize two companies to offer services as standalone administrators for Section 125 flexible spending account cafeteria plans effective January 1, 2009. The two entities are Charles Snyder in Performance Benefits Solutions. Finally, you're requested to approve 31 requests for payments.
Move to approve.
Second.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes. Commissioners, have anything at this time?
I have nothing.
Anyone in the audience have anything for commissioners this time? This time we'll recess and go into executive session later upstairs. Yeah.
I'm with Performance Benefit Solutions for one of the flexible spending accounts, and I'm also a citizen of the county. And one of the things that were discussed in the two flexible spending accounts were the additional costs by permitting another company coming on board. And I just wanted, and I know that you guys have been aware of that, but I just, that was just one of the concerns in addition to the confusion and everything else that would go along with the employees. And I just wanted you to consider that. And if this is something that you just want to try for a year, I might offer that up as well as a suggestion instead of continuing on with two companies, you know, so that that way you can approve whatever you need to approve and keep everyone happy as well. But I would just offer that up as a suggestion that if you're going to do that, to do it on a trial basis for maybe a year instead of, you know, having this resolution in place for the duration. And that's all. Okay. Thank you.
I think that we were always, you know, thinking that we're going to be bidding this out every year. Mm-hmm. That's at least my intention. So I'm going to let that be known. Isn't that what we're saying? It's not going to be just this resolution, not going to be on for forever. It'll be reviewed again next year.
Do we need to put a date on this resolution? Are we okay?
I haven't turned.